slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
2001.
Do you remember what you were doing in March of 2001? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review.
Pressure builds over fate of the Coastside Clinic. Coastside residents and city officials put increasing pressure on Stanford this week to help keep the Coastside Clinic open. Physicians at the only healthcare clinic between Pacifica and Santa Cruz say the clinic could stay alive if Stanford postponed its current deadline for withdrawing or handed over nearly $750,000 to carry the clinic through its first 3 months of transition. Woman jumps to her death off Devil's Slide. A 43-year-old Santa Cruz woman is believed to have jumped to her death from a Devil's Slide cliff Thursday morning. Emergency crews search for a body from land and air and sea. 2.5 hours later, her body was found. And woman suspect in 19 bank robberies is caught. A woman who is suspected of twice robbing the Half Moon Bay Bayview Bank was arrested Friday after robbing a bank in Goleta, California. It is typically a matter of time before a bank robber's luck runs out, and her luck ran a good distance, said FBI agent Andrew Black.
And now for a little local history from Cameron's Restaurant and Pub. Let's talk weather. Since everyone else is, we've had intermittent, sunny, yet cold days by our standards. We Coastsiders admit to being wimps about the temperatures and suffer a very small comfort range, either complaining it's too hot or too cold. We always end up reminding ourselves that our severe weather patterns across the country are decidedly better than other places everyone else lives. Highway 92 and Highway 1, our main arteries, have had their share of closures with trees falling and slides and flooding. Pescadero and Point South got hit hard. La Honda suffered on Highway 84. And further south, Highway 17 has had multiple closures and traffic jams. Newscasts have both by radio and TV, as well as alerts on our cell phone, have become increasingly helpful for commuters deciding how to get home the safest way. Even for those not affected so much by roads, we might pay attention to our personal property issues that arise with the rain. A couple of regulars at Cameron's Inn came in with a story that should be told in case we can save another disaster for someone else. They had happened to notice a big old tree on their property was listing a bit, so they went out to have a look and look at it closer. Aside from leaning the tree, the soil and the base of the trunk had lifted up a bit. No exposed roots yet, but definite change in terrain. To be on the safe side, they called in a local tree expert, J&B Tree Service, who came immediately and deemed the tree an emergency situation. The roots were compromised, and the tree could fall at any time, judging by the angle of the leaning. It would have taken out nearly a house or two with the size of the tree. The tree came down that very day, and a disaster was averted. The story got a good discussion going with more safeguard precautions, such as checking for clogged gutters, keeping an eye on culverts that could be jammed with debris causing overflow, and of course, checking caulking on skylights, which are due to leak at some point. Talk at Cameron's Inn goes in many directions as neighbors share stories. Come on in and join in the conversations at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 2001, Congress passes the Aviation Security Bill, requiring that all airport screeners undergo criminal background checks and would have to be U.S. citizens. A series of anthrax attacks spreads fear among the American public, and several people are infected by handling of infected letters. Pacific Gas and Electric files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. In technology, computers releases the iPod and HP and Compaq merge. Some might say the cost of living in 2000 was a bargain compared to now. Postage stamps are 34 cents. Ground coffee, $3.06. Bread, $1.82. A dozen eggs, 90 cents. Oh, can we interest you in some gasoline to go with that? Just $1.46 a gallon. On the big screen, it's Jurassic Park 3, Lord of the Rings, the Harry Potter movie. On the Small screen at CSI, The Simpsons, Touched by an Angel, and The West Wing. Turning to popular music, you can always count on this singer to produce hits, and this number one is no exception. From the movie Pearl Harbor, here's Faith Hill, and There You'll Be.
When I think back on these times and the dreams we left behind, I'll be glad, 'cause I was blessed to get to have you in my life. When I look back on these days, I'll look and see your face. You were right there for me. In my dreams I'll always see you soar above the sky. In my heart there'll always be a place for you for all my life. I'll keep a part of you with me, and everywhere I am there you'll be. And I always will remember all the strength you gave to me. Your love made me make it through. Oh, I owe so much to you. You were right there for me.
The American country artist has charted 9 number one singles, has been honored by the Country Music Association, the Academy of Country Music, and been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards. She teams up with Tim McGraw for yet another number one. Here's Jody Messina and Bring on the Rain.
Another day has almost come and gone. Can't imagine what else could go wrong. Sometimes I'd like to hide away somewhere and lock the door. A single battle lost, but not the war. 'Cause tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway, so bring on the rain. It's almost like a hard time. time circle round. A couple drops and they all start coming down. Yeah, I might feel defeated and I might hang my head. I might be barely breathing, but I'm not dead. Cause tomorrow's another day and I'm thirsty anyway, so bring up.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.